Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry B. and Danny G. up until 8 o'clock this evening. Two-hour show, thank goodness. Last couple. And just to let you know, next week we'll be on Monday and Tuesday, hour each time, as ushering it in for both the Panthers and the Heat. But we'll be on. I have some good guests. And speaking about good guests, we kick things off with somebody we've known for a long, long time. Hard worker, somebody who knows the sport of football. And now he's with Gators Online covering the University of Florida. And he's just doing a tremendous job. Keith Niebuhr is kind enough to join us. Keith, thanks so much for taking the time on this beautiful Tuesday.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Before we get going, I just want to say nobody's been more helpful to me the last 20 years than Larry, and I could never begin to thank him enough. So I just want to put that out there. I love the guy, and it's an honor to be here talking to you guys because of him.
Well, I appreciate that, Keith. You're in right in the middle of kind of a storm, especially at the University of Florida, where the NIL deals, the transfer portal, the summer camps. Talk about that, because a lot of the fans weren't elated how things ended last year. They haven't played very well over the last couple of years, and I know that they figured that what they have on board now, coaching wise, is going to be the answer. You're closer to the situation. What have you seen so far during the spring and up to now?
The problem, Larry, is, and look, Miami fans have seen it, and Florida State fans have seen it too. Once you dig yourself in a hole, boy, it's awfully hard to get out of that thing, right? It takes some time, and you got to be patient. And fans don't have patience. Administrators don't have patience. Shoot, the coaches themselves don't have patience. But sometimes that's what it takes. They have to start from the ground up. And recruiting-wise, at the high school level, I think University of Florida is doing fine, doing better than fine. Now, fans would have liked to seen them a little bit more active in the transfer portal this offseason. But, for what they needed, there weren't too many options, quite frankly. You would have liked to seen them maybe get another quarterback. But, gosh, there weren't that many. And the one that, they maybe would have had a chance with, them in Auburn, the school I used to cover, was Grayson McCall of Coastal Carolina. But the academic situation there just didn't work out. And so, there just weren't too many guys. So you go out and you get the best guy you think you can get, and that ended up being Graham Mertz from Wisconsin. Now, again, not a superstar, not a star, serviceable quarterback. They're going to need him to catch lightning in a bottle to win more than probably eight games. But if he's serviceable, if he's a decent game manager in the offensive line blocks, well, you feel like you've got the running game. You feel like you've got some young, unproven, by the way, but some young, talented receivers. You feel like you should be better on defense. And then, Larry, we're about to find out, how do you quantify culture? Because all coaches nationwide always tell us, they're always telling us how important culture is. Well, bad culture can ruin a program. We know that. But can good culture result in more wins? That we don't know. It's more easy to measure bad culture, quite frankly.
Right.
Now, they say, good culture in Alabama wins them a lot of games. Well, yeah, so does 87 first-round draft picks too, right? So it's, how are we gonna measure this thing? So I feel like they're heading the right direction. Sometimes it doesn't always show on the field. It's a young team. They're not where they need to be at the quarterback position and probably offensive line. That's troublesome. That's potentially problematic. The schedule's not favorable. It never is in the SEC, right? So if you're a Florida fan, you just want to see some progress. You want to see a program headed in the right direction, making you feel better about next year, because then you get the five-star quarterback, DJ Lagway, coming in. Now, you don't expect him to win the Heisman Trophy in year one, but can he be a guy that can contribute? Sure. What's the trajectory of the program, right? That's what you need to see. But, when you're at a program like Florida or Miami or FSU, you're so used to winning that it's so awfully hard to sometimes see that path going up when you're winning 5, 6, 7 games. It's hard to see it. Right, it really is, because you're so used to the success of the past. You know what I mean?
You're right. And you make a good point, okay, because I think that that's what they're going to see in Miami this year. It's not about the wins and losses, but it's going to be about what they're going to do and how they're going to build and look for 2024 as that, you know, as that mark. Because as you mentioned, I mean, this is a crazy schedule they have, beginning with Utah, a team that they beat last year and they upset last year. A really, really crazy schedule. Do you think it's going to be, and I know that it's going to be tough to tell a fan base like Florida, you know, like, well, if we go 7-5 or this and that, they're going to go berserk. But the reality is, I think that the caveat to all this is what they've got building for the future.
Yeah, now, so you look back to the Dan Mullen era and you say, when did it go wrong? And it was probably, when did it start to go wrong? It probably wasn't any loss the season he got fired. Larry, I think it was the loss in that bowl game to Oklahoma where he came out and said afterwards, well, you know, we didn't really put much into this game and people were spending hundreds of dollars to go to this game. And then to find out afterward, you know, hey, we didn't really try that hard. That was kind of the feeling people got. Well, they didn't want to hear that, right? So you look back to last year in Florida, 6-6, first year, you know, you lost to Vanderbilt. That's never a great thing. But it was the bowl game. It was that bowl game, Larry, an embarrassing loss to Oregon State and the fan base. And I wasn't covering Florida yet, but I knew. I followed it. I knew how they were going to react, and that's exactly how they reacted. Why wasn't my team more competitive? In fact, I heard one of the national talking heads last week. I saw them in person, and that was one of the things they were saying. Like, they felt like the program was heading the right direction, but my God, what happened in that bowl game? Why weren't they competitive against Oregon State? So that is a concern, right? That's a concern. But, is there fight in this team? It doesn't matter where you start. If at the end of the season they're showing fight and promise, you know, Larry, in 1979, you know, you and I are old dudes. Remember Florida didn't win a game that year? And, hey, by the way, Miami wasn't so hot either then, okay?
No.
Didn't they? I think Miami lost to Florida A&M that year, in
Tallahassee. Yeah, okay. Well, the fans down here don't want to hear that, so.
Well, but the point is, Florida showed promise at the end of a horrible year. They nearly beat an unbeaten Florida State team at home. So looking back, you could see the groundwork being laid for what was to come in 1980, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, okay?
Sure.
So you could see that coming, right? And, yeah, you saw shades of it with Miami before 1983 in 80, 81, and 82 as well. You could see it going up, right? And so that's what they want to see. But if it's the end of the season and your team's kind of rolling over and playing dead, that's an indictment against the staff at the end of the day. So they want to see young guys taking strong roles so you can be excited about the future. And they want to see a team finish strong during the season, show real promise. And you say, okay, hey, my program has something on which to build, okay? Because the recruiting is pretty strong, right? And the other question, Larry, is if you do struggle on the field, how does that impact the recruiting class? Probably not as much as it used to because of NIL, right? You can still kind of hold things together. And then also kids want to play day one, so – you know, coaches have to be like car salesmen. If you're winning big and it's hard to get on the field, you figure out a way to sell that. And if you're losing, you say, well, look, you're going to play. So, you know, they know how to sell every situation. But the fans want to see, are we headed? We as whatever program you're at, is my program headed in the right direction? You know, they're going to have to probably be a little patient, quite frankly. I mean, the FSU fans were patient, and it paid off last year. Right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Maybe that's the model you need to go. I mean, you keep recycling coaches getting rid of coaches every couple of years, and that lack of stability hurts you too. So, you know,
the perfect world, they come
out with a winning record. Your perfect world, come out with a winning record, win some decent games. You know, always going to lose a few, but show promise. And then in 2024, I think, don't Florida and Miami open up against one another?
Yeah, they do. Be kind of a
proving
game there.
Yeah, but who puts the schedule together? You're already playing in the SEC,
Larry.
Who puts any of these schedules together? You got to play FSU and Utah, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's the only way you get better. That's how you attract the talent. I know people want to follow you, Keith. Let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, website, anything that you put out, because a lot of people are going to be interested over the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of hate mails, what you mean. But on 3 Keith. On Twitter, on 3 Keith, and then just GatorsOnline.com or on3.com. And, you know, I'm from Miami. I'm a Miami Springs guy, born down there. So I love coming on the show and in that area. So I appreciate the time, Larry.
Don't be a stranger. You'll be on plenty. And Keith, thanks so much. And welcome back to Florida.
Yeah, take care, everybody. Thanks for having me. See you.
Good stuff. Keith Niebuhr, Gators Online, good dude. Hard worker, and he'll have a lot of things that you Gator fans are going to want to kind of read.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.